Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today I do want to talk to you about energetics within business, which as yoga teachers, I guess, seems quite obvious. But I know that when I was running my yoga business, that was something that I almost forgot about. Again, it's not an alien concept as such, but there has been a lot of conversations with my mentors about energetics within this last week and the impact that energetics have within business. So I thought this would be a good, almost like a little reminder for everyone, including myself, just to actually watch where you are energetically. So one of the things that my mentor said to me, which really hit home, is there are 10 people ready to work with you right now, and they're waiting for you to be an energetic match. Now I'm just going to let that sink in for you just for a moment. There are 10 people ready to work with you right now and are waiting for you to step up and be an energetic match to them. So often when we are in a little bit of a low point in our business where we maybe have an income dip or not as many students turn up, etc., we start to focus on those things, on the things that don't go so well, instead of focusing on what actually works for us within the business. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to come out of our lack energy. So instead of thinking, you know, I've only had 2 people in class today, but the class holds 20, for example. If you don't appreciate those 2 people and you're not happy about them, you're not going to be happy when you have 20 people, because it's a whole like energy and mindset thing that needs to shift first of all. So instead of focusing on the lack, start focusing on what we have right now. What would be if we actually just focus on all of the gratitude that we know we should be doing, we probably are doing, but there are still times when we sort of let the lack take over. So in those times, instead, what if you could focus on, you know, let's say instead of focusing, oh, I don't have any one-to-one private clients, focus on, you know, yes, I have a full class of public clients. I have the time to fine-tune my teaching, my one-to-one teaching. I have time to set up all of the background stuff that needs to be set up to actually take on a private client. So start focusing on that. There, energy-wise, there is like so that there is so much work, especially as an entrepreneur. And that's what you are. You're running a business. You are an entrepreneur. There's so much energetic work. Pretty much all of my mentors, and I work with 4 different mentors at the moment for different things, they all say that energetics is probably one of the most important thing within your business and business success. So if we can start focusing or noticing when our energy goes, and start focusing on the things that bring us high energy. And again, this will be partly in tune with running your business in a way that feels good to you. That, you know, breaking all of the rules
rules, quote unquote, you know, just doing what feels good for you. So really high vibe, doing things that makes you feel really good. And that might be doing yoga. I've for example, I did a hours yoga class yesterday and I felt so amazing afterwards. So if that's what gets you in a high vibe state, do that. If it's to go running, if it's to write, if it's to record something, whatever it is, start by, you know, focusing on yourself to get your own energy up. So, and that, you know, means like really looking after yourself. For some, it might be Kundalini practices. I've worked with a mentor this year. She does a lot of Kundalini practices to keep her energy high. Again, you know, it's essentially about self-care and just seeing what works for you. And that's not, you know, do one class a week that will help your high vibe. It will help your high vibe, but it won't help you to stay high vibe the whole week. So finding something to do every single day, even if it's just, I've got like little reminders on my phone. I've got two daily reminders or alarms, I guess, on my phone. Don't have an alarm to get up, but I have an alarm to remind me to be high vibe, essentially. So I have like little quotes, etc., on my alarms, on the labels, so just to remind me. And every day when I see them twice a day, I'm just like, oh yeah, you know, go back into that state that I want to be in if I've come out of it. So that could be something that you do, for example, to like raise your energy. But also sort of raising your, or when you're low in your business, you need to start learning to hold the energy regardless of what anything else is happening. Whether, you know, you should technically, I say you should, again, you know, doing business with heart, there are no shoulds, but, you know, also, we're cyclical creatures, so everything goes up and down within our lives. But our, I guess, goal is not should. Our goal is to have high energy, just to hold the energy regardless of what is happening around us. Whether a client decides to join our classes, whether our posts, our social media posts get any likes, comments, etc., whatever it is, we need to totally detach from the outside things and start looking at us and what we can do to hold the energy, because that will be the difference between you running a successful business and not, essentially. So it's those little bits, what you can do for yourself, I guess, and for your business today, because we know business and life is completely interlinked. As much as we want to say, you know, I have boundaries, that's fine, I have boundaries, but yet business and life, they're interlinked, they're not separate things. So starting with you, what can you do today to get your energy up? And that's not necessarily your physical energy, but that can help as well. But just your energy field around you so that you can start becoming an energetic match to your 10 clients, to your 10 people that are waiting for you to step up and just to be the energetic match. And sometimes that means to completely pivot with what you're doing. You might be able to tell that at the moment that this podcast is slightly different than what I've done for the last ones, but that is because I'm raising, I guess, my energetic level. I've listened in, I've got so much guidance within the last 24 hours, and you know, I'm raising my energetic match or my energy to be an energetic match for my 10 clients. Because That's what we're here to do. We're here to help other people with whatever you're helping them with. We all have our uniqueness. And we just need to raise the energy just to get out there, just to attract. And by raising the energy, I'm not meaning like desperate energy, like work with me, work with me, work with me. No, that's not what I mean. But, you know, you are raising your energy up. You're raising your self-confidence, your self-worth, I guess. All of that so that you are so confident within yourself that you just know. You just know that the right people will come into your life at the right time. And you're not doing this business, or you've not started this business to just give it a go for a little bit and then, it's not working. Let's just leave it. You're in this for the long run. So do this. Do this work, like the energetic work. And I will actually do a whole different podcast on to go a lot deeper on this. So this is like literally scratching the surface. But like when my mentor said there are 10 people ready to work with you right now, they're just waiting for you to step up. That really gave me like a kick up the butt. So if you're at the moment like in a little bit of a low within your business, within your mood, whatever it is, let that sentence sink in. I've actually got it on my desktop, attached to my screen on a post-it note on a desktop. So just as a little reminder for me whenever my energy sort of drops. And you know, your energy will go up and down. As I said, we're cyclical creatures. So especially as women, we go up and down, our mood goes up and down, etc., etc. But in those low times, just know that it's not, you know, it's not you. A client doesn't sign up with you because of you. It's usually because of them. You know, you've done nothing wrong. You've not, you know, just know that the right people will come to you at the right time. And that is what the, like, that is your energetic match. Because if you're sitting in the low and like in really desperate mood, like desperately trying to get clients into your classes, into your private containers, the clients that you're going to attract are not going to be the clients that you read, that they're not going to be your dream clients. Desperate, if you've got desperate energy, that is exactly what you attract. So watch what energy you're putting out there with essentially everything that you're doing, because that will attract the right people and the right dream clients into your life, into your containers, into your classes. And that is ultimately, you know, again, as I said earlier on, we're here to help people with whatever you're doing. So, you know, just put your hands on your heart for the moment. Take a deep breath. Just acknowledge where you are right now. And it's okay if you're not where you are. Just make a decision just to raise your energy and just match that to the people that you want to call into your world. I feel there is so much more coming through for me on here. But for this episode, I will leave it here. If this is something that you want to dive deeper into, I've just opened or created a new container, my heart coaching container, which goes into energetics, into more the feminine, softer side of business and growing your business in a way that feels so yummy and good to you. I will put the link for the application in the show notes. So if you want to know more about that, just have a look in the link, maybe message me on Instagram. But for the moment, raise your vibration, raise your energy. Raise your energy to be an energetic match to who you want to call into. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.